This past Saturday, there was an event called the Fountain Community Veterans Fair, the first ever, the brainchild of Mayor Gabe Ortega, who joins me on the KRDO Newsline. Welcome, Mayor.
Hello.
It's good to have you here. Have heard a lot about you and was able to work with Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, one of the partners of this project, to help talk about it here on the afternoon news a bit. And I am anxious for the update. How did things go?
Well, thanks for having me, first of all. We had our event this last Saturday. Fountain Fort Carson School District was able to host it for us in one of the buildings at the Wealthy Education Center. And kind of a project we started about a year ago, a little under a year ago. Just started kind of thinking about how do we help our veterans. We talk about helping the military and the families and things, but what about the veterans, the ones who are out and maybe looking for jobs and things like that? So we kind of put this together, got with Mount Carmel, Peak Military Care Network, School District 8, the YMCA, and kind of just figure how can we do that. And so this weekend we had our first Fountain Valley Veterans Fair, like you said, and we had close to 45 different vendors from around the region. They provided employers. There were people with health and wellness and just other quality of life care that we just wanted to create opportunities for veterans to come in and get connected with the right people, at least down in this end of the region, and give them a step in the door to some of these services that are out there for them.
Yeah, as we understand it, you had roughly 13 employers there who were actively recruiting. They were ready to interview, and these were organizations with employment to assist with employment as well, including Pikes Peak Workforce Center and, of course, Mount Carmel. Then, as you noted, there were roughly 12 organizations focused on quality of life, and then the organizations focused on health and wellness. We were privileged to have one of those, a couple of those folks here. One of them takes care of eyeglasses for veterans. I mean, just absolutely amazing range of services that are available. So what was the thinking behind this, Mayor? What spurred this?
Well, actually, I got an email from one of the citizens here in town. He's a veteran, and he was actually just doing a paper for one of his classes he's taking at Pikes Peak Community College, and he just asked for an interview. So I sat down with him along with my community engagement person, Trilch, and we sat down and kind of talked about things. And one of the questions he posed was, "What does the city do for veterans and the community?" And you know, at the time, it's like, well, we provide them a place to live, I guess, kind of the best thing we can come up with. We talk about supporting our veterans and our people in the services, but never really done anything. So he kind of threw out the idea of possibly, what about, you know, like a conference or a fair or something that we can put people together to introduce that. And so we kind of just took it from there, you know, from that little conversation. And again, we just kind of, it ran wild. We, John was able to connect with Mount Carmel, as you said, and they really helped us in getting this thing off the ground and providing all the legwork and really pushing things forward. So just kind of one of those things that, you know, someone brought up and what can we do? So I took it upon myself to figure that out. And so, you know, I'm a son of a former Vietnam vet, and I know how important that is to the veterans to get connected with services. And so I felt it was my duty to kind of help out there as well. You know, we talk about that here in Fountain, but I wanted to make sure we also walk the walk. So kind of how that all came about.
Absolutely, Mayor Ortega. Do you anticipate that you'll be doing this again next year and the year after that? Because what this looks like is that it's going to just grow as you go.
You know, and that's the thing, that we really were just kind of wanting to see how it was going to go our first year, where we didn't know what to expect as far as numbers and, you know, what was the turnout going to be. And we got a good little showing. And I think, yeah, we're going to take from that. What can we do better? What needs to be, what can we add to it? And then probably try to do it one more time and see if we can keep that attention going. And then from there on out, we'll see if we can continue this as a annual thing for, you know, this part of the region down here in the Pikes Peak region. You know, we're right on the doorstep of Fort Carson. And so, a lot of the families, when they're here stationed, I hear from a lot of retired and a lot of those who aren't, in the service anymore, but they were here at one time. And they just loved it so much that they wanted to come back and raise their families. So we want to, again, provide for them and just give them an opportunity, like I said, to just, you know, connect with these resources that are out there. And the Army, they kind of do all that for them, and they give them the right places to go. But once you're out, you're kind of on your own. And if you're used to a system that's always there going to help you, You know, we wanted to kind of provide that little step for those veterans that did so much for us. And so we'll see what we can do. And like I said, we'll just after, you know, a couple days later, we were processing how it went and checking the comments and seeing what suggestions other people might have. And we'll go from there.
Well, we will certainly stay in touch, Mayor, and we would, of course, love to hear what your plans are for next year as you get closer, and if we can get you on, we certainly will. So, Mayor Ortega, City of Fountain, the Fountain Community Veterans Fair, would you call this one a success?
Yes, very much so.
Absolutely, and in service to veterans, very much appreciated. Mayor Ortega, thank you for spending a couple minutes with us here on Afternoon News today.
Thank you for having me.